Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es wach im Perik Ches, Mishnah Aleph. In this Mishnah, we're going to learn three cases of a carbon or carbonis that got mixed up with other animals. A worst possible scenario, a second case where it's not so bad, there's a shtickle eitza, and a third case where there is an easy eitza. The Mishnah begins. Kol hazvachim, in regard to any of the carbonis, and this arvo that got mixed up, B'chatois ha-mesos. Chatois ha-mesos means one of the karbonis chatas, one of the chatas karbonis, that had to be left to die. When would that happen? It could be in any of five situations. The baby of a chatas. There's a karbon chatas that has the kedusha of a chatas that has a baby. There's nothing you can do with it. Two, an animal that was set aside to replace a karbon chatas. And then the original chatas was found. Third case would be a carbon chatas whose owner passed away before he was able to be makrovit. Four, a carbon chatas that went missing. In the meantime, we bought a different chatas, and then the first one was found. And number five, a chatas that is more than 1 year old. In all these five cases, we'll chazer it over again later, Bez Hashem, there's nothing you can do with the chatas. You just have to leave it to die. So kol hazvachim, any of the karbonis and esarvah that got mixed up, b'chatois ha-mesos, one of these chatois, oy b'shar ha-niskal, an axe that killed a person, has to be put to death. It's chayiv skila. Zok the Mishnah, afila achas b'riboy. This halacha is even if one such chatas carbon, or one such axe, got mixed up with 10,000 karbonis. I mean, never mind bottle bereif. We're talking about 1 in 10,000. What are the chances that this is the problem? But the answer is there's nothing you can do about it. Yumusa kula. All that must be left to die. I can't use any. This may be the one that's the problem. How come I don't say it's bottle bereif? So the Bar Tanura explains, the balechayim chashivi veloy batli. Now let's understand something. Normally, when a carbon gets mixed up with animals that you can't bring as a carbon. So you let it graze until it gets a mum, until it gets a blemish, and then you could redeem it, you could be paid it. That means that the kedusha goes off the animal onto the money, and with that money he buys a new carbon. In these cases you can't do it, because this animal is aser b'hana. So selling any of these animals is aser, and even if it got a mum, it doesn't help. It might be the animal that's aser b'hana, which can't be sold. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Nisarvu b'shar shenevda b'yaveira. Oy shehemis es ha'adam al pi eid echad. Oy al pi bailem. These are examples of a shar that's not going to get skila, because we don't have two eidim. But you can't be marked with them as a carbon. For example, an avera was done with the axe, or the axe killed a person, but there are no two edim. One eid came along and said, this is the axe. Or the bailim themselves come and they say, this is my shar, this is a problem with this shar. Shar's not chayav skila because I know edim, but can't use it for a carbon. Now the Mishnah explains, what does that mean, an avera was done with it? B'roivo b'nirva. Roivo means that the animal was mazana with a person. Nirva is the person with the animal. B'mukta, an animal that was set aside as an avodah zarah. Mukta means to set aside. On Shabbos, we use mukta, something that was set aside for whatever reason. There are different types of muktas, like a hammer or a nail. Kalish malachtalissa. It was set aside for things that you can't do on Shabbos. But by karbonis, mukta means it was set aside for avodah zarah. U'benevad, or was actually worshipped, ubi esnan, it was used to pay a zayin, ubi mechir, or with an animal that was used in a deal to exchange it for a dog, ubi klayim, this animal was born from a combination of, let's say, father, mother, goat, and sheep, ubi treifa, an animal that we know can't live for 12 months, ubi yoytze doifen, this is an animal that wasn't born naturally, but they cut open the stomach of the mother and took it out that way. Can't be used for a carbon. In all these cases, the halacha is, what do you do if your carbon got mixed in with this? Yiru, you allow it to graze, ad shayista avu, until it gets a mum, yamachu, that it's sold. See, selling the carbon, or karbanis, is just another way of redeeming it. The kiddush of the carbon goes off the animal onto the money, onto the purchase money. The animal becomes chulin, and the owner has to replace the carbon. Now, what you have to do is, v'yavi, b'dmei hayofesh behen mi'oisi yamin. In other words, I don't know which animal was my carbon, so I have to figure out which animal would have costed the most and replace such an animal. In other words, v'yavi he should bring, b'dmei hayofesh behen, with at least as much money as the most expensive animal in this mixture, mi'oisi yamin, and bring that as a carbon. Because it could be my carbon was the most expensive one. And the male, if I'm going to buy a cheaper carbon, there's money left over here that has kiddusha, that's not being used for a carbon. Vayter says the mission, nisarev b'chulin t'minim, let's say carbon has got mixed up with a group of regular animals. Chulin means a regular animal, t'minim, it has no mum, it's complete. It's fit to be a carbon. What do we do now? Yemachru ha'chulin, you sell the chulin animals. Chulin means, again, not hegdish, like choil means weekday. Letzrichei oisei hamin, to those who need that kind of a carbon. Here it's the easiest solution. These animals that are chulin, they could be a carbon. Every animal in this group could be a carbon. You have to wait for it to become blemished. You sure don't have to let it die. It's a simple eitza. The owner takes all the animals in this mixture, in this group, and says he's selling it to people who need some kind of carbon. Let's say there was a chatas over here. He sells it to someone who needs a chatas. Now, isn't there a problem? Frekta batanura, isn't the halacha, like we learned so many times in this mesechta, that a carbon has to be offered for the sake of its owner? And we don't know exactly who the owner is. We don't know which one belongs to the one who bought it or which one belongs to the original one. But there's an eitzah for that. The eitzah is that the kayin, who's going to be mak of this carbon, is going to, like, clarify. This is for the sake of whoever the owner is, without mentioning a name. And that's considered good enough. Okay, so basically we have three types of mixtures over here in our Mishnah. We have karbanos that got mixed up with chatos hameisus. That's the worst situation. These are karbanos that have to be left to die. There are five chatos hameisus. They are, again, one, if you have a karban chatos and it has a baby, the baby. Number two, an animal that was designated to replace a chatos. I can't find my chatos. I take a different animal. I say, okay, this is going to be my chatos. Then you find the first one. What do we do with the new one? Three achatas whose owner died before it could be offered. Four achatas that went missing and was found again, but in the meantime, the owner bought a different chatas. Now I have the original chatas. Five is a chatas that is more than 1 year old. So if I have karbanas that got mixed up with chatas hameses, or with a shar haniskal, a shar that killed someone and therefore it's chayav skila, even if the mixture is 1 in 10,000, there's nothing you can do over here. Yemusukula. All of them are left to die. Why can't I just wait for it to get a mum and redeem it? It's asr b'hanna. You can't have any benefit from it. Next case. This is not so strict. Here, my carbon got mixed up with a shar that's possible for a carbon, but it's not chayiv misa. Oh, so here I take the whole mixture, let it graze until it gets a blemish, and then I can sell it. That's a way of redeeming it. And the money of the carbon gets the kiddusha, and the carbon itself becomes chulin. Only thing is, I have to figure out the best behemoth, the most expensive behemoth, and with that amount of money, bring it for a carbon. Because I have to make sure that the full value of the original carbon of it that got mixed up is used for a carbon. The third case is the easiest case, where my carbon got mixed up with a regular animal that is fit to be a carbon. Oh, then I can sell everything for the purpose of that carbon. In other words, if a chatas got mixed up, I'll sell everything here to people that need a chatas. I have to be makir of the carbon l'shem, the owner. So the kayan has in mind, whoever the owner is, that's for whom I'm being makir of the carbon.